Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Mr. Number 593, The Investigative Judgment. God sees many temptations resisted of which the world, and even near friends, never know. Temptations in the home, in the heart. He sees the soul's humility in view of its own weakness, the sincere repentance over even a thought that is evil. He sees the whole heart's devotion to the upbuilding of the cause of God, without one tinge of selfishness. He has noted those hours of hard battle with self, battles that won the victory all this God and angels know. When speaking to congregations, there is always before me the final judgment, which is to be held in the presence of the world, when the law of God's government is to be vindicated, His name glorified, His wisdom acknowledged and testified of as just to believers and unbelievers. This is not the judgment of one person, nor of a nation, but of a whole world of intelligent beings, of all orders, of all characters. The judgment takes place first upon the dead, then upon the living, then the whole universe will be assembled to hear the sentence. I feel as if I were in the presence of the whole universe of heaven, bearing my message for time and for eternity. In clear, plain language I am to say to those in attendance at this conference, the General Conference of 1905, that Brother Ballinger has been allowing his mind to receive and believe specious error. God has not indicated the message that he is bearing. This message, if accepted, would undermine the pillars of our faith. The truths given us after the passing of the time in 1844 are just as certain and unchangeable as when the Lord gave them to us in answer to our urgent prayers. I have been surprised and made sad to read some of your articles in the Medical Missionary, and especially those on the sanctuary question. These articles show that you have been departing from the faith. You have helped in confusing the understanding of our people. The correct understanding of the ministration in the heavenly sanctuary is the foundation of our faith.